100 word stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lauren Simon of the 100 word stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Not dead yet. It's Sunday, time for the weekly challenge where I post the topic and you come up with the stories. This week's topic was a pick two. Oh my God, these are so crazy. Let me see if I can read it. Standard, graffiti, blinding, blithering, pony, sparkle, amuse, and fire. Whole bunch of y'all sent in stories on these topics, so let's go ahead and hear them. Yay.
The Circus Comes to Town by John DeCleese. The old posters, weathered and defaced by graffiti, proclaimed in the standard advertising prose of their vintage time that the circus was guaranteed to amuse, that the tights of the lady who danced on the pony would sparkle as she galloped through a ring of real fire, and that the entertainment would be blinding in its ability to dazzle. The blithering blandishments continued on into tinier and tinier type until they lost all readability. The old barn on which the posters were plastered had not been used in half a century, and the road had been replaced far from local view. www.piswick.net.
Hello. This is Philip Norville Joe Carroll from NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 word weekly challenge number 676, with a pick two challenge. Check this one out. Bill Burt scratched his head and said, "I guess the standard response would be, of course you would know your own boyfriend." The goth girl smiled, nodded her head, and straightened her jacket with sparkles and ponies pinned on the lapels. "Are you a blithering idiot?" Lenali Amanda stood up and pointed at Bill Burt. "He's not Reinhardt. His name is Bill Burt and he's my boyfriend." Bill Burt realized he must be grinning like a fool when the girl asked him, "Does something amuse you?" "Yeah," he said. "I've never had a girlfriend before, and now it looks like I have too." Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
See the dust twinkle and sparkle within her fire. Magical and precious, there are few things as potent and powerful as ground unicorn horn. It's pretty wasteful, of course. The only way to get the horn is to kill the beast. And they're not exactly small animals. That's an awful lot of pony left over. Mind you, meat is meat. Butchered, minced and turned into sausages, nobody complains about the quality. Especially at the prices I charge. And I'm doing a pretty brisk trade in burgers too. In fact, I'm making more from selling the meat than from the horns.
Hello, night people. Tom here. My story this evening is called When a Circus Comes to Town. In 2065, New York City declared standard graffiti to be the official typeface of all city documents. LA followed, and soon would Chicago, Houston, Greater Seattle, and finally as far as Nome and the far islands of Hawaii. Lawyers hated it because you really couldn't go below 24 point. The paper and print companies loved it, not to mention the spray paint manufacturers. I can't say I was fond of it, but vox populus rules. As in all things, fashion reared her ugly head, and by the turn of the century, it was back to Times Roman, back to boring. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Good morning, this is Richard. And for my pick two story, I've chosen the topics graffiti and standard. The story's called Tag. He laid down the aerosol and stepped back to admire his work. He cut rather a strange figure, balding and bulbous-nosed, surrounded by the youths in their low-slung jeans and hoodies. "What do you think, lads?" The boys nudged each other, one or two stifling a laugh. "Sorry, Grandpa. Graffiti's moved on since your day. That tag of yours, well, it's just not up to standard, mate. You just ain't one of us." He sighed. Maybe he was too old for this now. Hands stuffed deep in his pockets, with head bowed, Kilroy shuffled off down the alleyway. There you go. I'll speak to you next week. Goodbye.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. The blinding sparkle of local streetlights contrasted with the deep shadows of dark street corners. The army tank looked eerie. Everyone knew they were about to lose the war. The others were all over town with their soldiers and their heavy artillery, blocking the roads and asking for ID as if they owned the place. The others controlled the comings and goings while everyone tried to lead a normal life in the middle of utter chaos. What gave them hope was the fact that someone was somehow setting those tanks on fire. One by one, they'd never give up. And this is my story for this week, or by my blog at lizzygoodcough.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
"Don't call it graffiti," Rico said. "Call it street art." Mixing glitter with the paint produced the best sparkling unicorn ponies. How does he make it glow at night like that? Fluorescent paint needs a black light, right?
"Phosphorescent," said Rico. "There's a difference." Rico's not book smart. He hasn't been to school in years. But he watches YouTube videos, arts and crafts, and science stuff. "Why the sparkling unicorns?" "Chicks dig them," grins Rico. "Their daddies pay me to spray up their bedrooms." The little girls invite Rico to their tea parties with their stuffed animals. The big girls offer something more private.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of stories on the Pick 2 topic. Standard graffiti, blinding, blithering ponies, sparkle, amuse, and fire. Yay! You can check out more stories at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com, along with the text of these stories, links to people's sites, all that other stuff. How many times have you heard me say that? Well, you're going to hear me say it again. Next week, when the topic is emotive. Thank you all for being a part of this, and the weekly challenge, and the podcast, and the this, and the that. I'm seeing a whole bunch of people sharing this on Facebook. Thank you. I hope that they enjoy y'all's stories, and I hope that I can enjoy your stories when you join in on next week's weekly challenge. There's going to be stories during the week, I know, but this is what you're really waiting for. Thank you all for being a part of this, and as always, keep it brief.